Right now, it is time to reveal the top secret contents of the intelligence community's presidential daily briefing, the PDB, for Thursday, April 29th at now 21 past the hour. Here we go. Mr. President, it has come to our attention that a long-dormant Al Gore has reemerged. Reports that he had become a bitter, beard-growing recluse were clearly exaggerated. Gore has promised to give $6 million to various Democratic causes, posing an imminent threat to the one-party political unity this nation now enjoys. The money itself is nothing compared to the Republican resources, but the idea that some defeated presidential candidate can come back after he had been declared mission accomplished could undermine efforts to break the will of future opponents. We should not take this Gore threat lightly. Despite a maximum effort from our propaganda machine, millions may still remember voting for him 4 years ago. Millions more may even remember that he won. We suggest printing more buttons that say, "Sore Loserman" and "Get Over It," and dropping them out of planes over Florida. Our analysts believe that the final elimination of Al Gore may prove to be a long, hard slog. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security. Powerful stuff. Powerful. 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 I don't know where that came from, that powerful stuff. I think Ed McMahon used to say it on Johnny Carson's show. It's another thing that's percolating in my mercury-saturated brain that's now operating as a some sort of antenna to the great collective zeitgeist, universal unconscious machine thing.